G'day, Clive.
Hi, how are you?
Really good. Thanks for joining us here on 2SER.
My pleasure.
Now, this is a charity that I think maybe a lot of people don't understand what it's all about. As a musician myself, I realize that I haven't been able to make a career or a life out of being a musician because, you know, it's hard to make money. It's hard to support yourself and continue with it after a certain point. But a lot of people out there, a lot of musicians do make a living out of it, and they plug away and they work really hard, but then something might happen that will cause them to stop being able to play. And this is where Support Act has really helped out. Can you explain a little bit how Support Act has helped people in the past?
Yeah, look, Support Act is a charity, and it's actually been around for 20 years.
Yeah.
And its aim is to provide support to artists and musicians who are experiencing some form of crisis. And that can be, as you pointed out in the introduction, it can be due to financial hardship, ill health, injury, or mental health issues. And our goal is really to provide breathing space to help people get back on track. Often that's in the form of providing financial support to pay some urgent bills. It might be providing referrals to put them in touch with other services that can help them.
Mm.
And sadly, in some cases, it's actually to pay for funeral costs as well.
And I think it's this big misconception that musicians, you know, are making a bit of money and they're doing what they love. But in fact, it's quite opposite to that. You know, musicians barely scrape by a lot of the time and they're working really, really hard just to get from, get enough money for rent and food. But you're talking about these sort of crisis in issues that can really affect a musician's income stream. And I know that instruments and things like that get stolen a lot of the time, which is pretty hard when you can't, you know, afford to sort of, you know, replace them.
Yeah, well, look, just back to your first point, yes, there's a small percentage of artists and musicians who do make a living, thankfully, from what they do, but there are many that don't. And Music Australia actually did a bit of a survey. This goes back a couple of years now, but I think the statistics are still probably pretty relevant. 56% of all Australian musicians earn less than $10,000 from their creative income, and only 16% earn more than $50,000. So
yeah.
I think what that tells you is that there's a lot of love that goes into being a musician. And that's fine, but sometimes gets to a point where, the financial stress and the lack of having a regular income or, you know, having no income can really present problems for people. So,
yeah.
That's one area where Support Act helps. But as you say, an instrument gets stolen and then there's the means making your livelihood gone as well. And so that's another area where Support Act has been able to help musicians by replacing instruments in that situation.
Another area of support that Support Act is doing is for the mental health of musicians. Now, it's been quite publicized this year, some of the mental health issues around celebrities, not just musicians, but people who are in the spotlight. And I think there's an underlying thing in Australian music that people don't realize, is that there is a real epidemic of bad mental health in the industry. But this helpline that you've announced called the Wellbeing Helpline is a really great initiative. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, look, you know, again, you're right to point out that a lot of people, really in society generally, I think what we're recognizing now is that, you know, mental health is something that we all need to be aware of. It's nothing to be embarrassed about. And, things like anxiety and depression are, in fact, extremely common. And but one of the ways to really mitigate the impact of mental health issues is by being able to have early intervention. And I think that's the really great thing about the Support Act Wellbeing Helpline, is that it's now a resource that anyone in Australian music can access by calling, if I can give the number, 1-800-959-500, and they will be put through to a counsellor, and they can talk to that counsellor about a range of issues. And and they can also, if it's appropriate, receive some specialised counselling in areas such as family breakdown, cancer counselling, and debt counselling. And they're, you know, three areas that are pretty common to many of our service users. So I think by, you know, being able to provide access to a resource like that will be really critical, because if I can quote even, you know, more research, you know, there are a couple of studies around that that show that musicians are 5 times more likely to struggle with depression and 10 times more likely to show symptoms of anxiety. So and I would imagine that those statistics are pretty true for most players across the industry. So that's roadies, technical crew, you know, managers, DJs, no, you name it. So,
yeah.
So the Wellbeing Helpline is available to all of those people, and we hope that it will really have a very positive impact on the health and mental well-being of people in Australian music.
I hope so too, because there are instances, I think, and I've seen it personally, where musicians can get quite disillusioned, maybe get a bit depressed about maybe their situation, maybe think, oh, well, I can't do my music anymore, I've got to go get a job. And that sometimes is the case. Maybe sometimes they just need someone to talk to sort of talk it through and see if they can help them out and support them in some way where maybe other people may not understand the unique position that maybe musicians are in. So I think it's a fantastic initiative. And something that was discussed at Big Sound last year when I was there, and less than 12 months later, it's popped up as an actual thing. So it's a really great, speedy response.
Well, look, you know, kudos to Albert's and Levi's, or Albert's through the Tony Foundation and Levi's, because they were part of those discussions last year at Big Sound, and they stepped up to provide the seed funding to get the Wellbeing Helpline up and running. So we're incredibly grateful to them, and I'm incredibly grateful to my predecessor, Joe Cave, the former CEO of Support Act, because the work that she and the staff have done over the last 12 months has been really phenomenal. And to be able to get the support line up and running in that time is great. And we just know from discussions that were had at Big Sound that there is certainly a great need, that people really saw the Wellbeing Helpline as a real solution to helping to tackle mental health issues. And there was a big expectation for the service to come online. And it's here now, and the response has been very, very positive.
It's great. It's free and it's confidential. 1-800-959-500 is that Wellbeing Helpline. I wanted to quickly touch on Everyone Band as well. We're getting close to the end of the financial year. Not only can you donate money to 2SER to keep us going, but Support Act as well, as a registered charity, every donation is tax deductible over $2. And they've got a fantastic thing going on, which you may have caught. It's called Everyone Band. This band took submissions and entry, or not even entries. They had 2,500 people contributing their musical talents to a song. And that single is now out. You can buy it, you can view it, and it's up on the website. What an awesome initiative this was.
It was a really fantastic initiative. Mark Callahan from Gangajang, who's also a board member of Support Act, is the guy that has single-handedly just put that whole project together. The song is fantastic. The video is fantastic. Yeah. And I would really encourage all of your listeners, a really great way, a simple and a pretty cheap way to support Support Act would be to go to the Everyone Band website or to go to the Support Act website and find a link. You can download a copy of the song, or you can buy a CD, or you can buy a T-shirt, and that would be a fantastic way to support us in, as you say, the lead up to the end of the financial year. So I encourage everyone to do that. And also, if you want to make it just a straight out donation, you can do that via our website, which is supportact.org.au.
That's right. And everyonebandit.com is the other website as well. Look, very well done. Well done on the organization. I think it's a really important initiative and charity that it really helps the musical industry and keep going. And what we're all here for, 2SER, supporting local musicians as well. We think it's very important. So thank you for all the work that you do, and thanks for joining us on 2SER today.
My pleasure, and thank you for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem.